Alright, it's 2 o'clock.
With double play
and welcome
and horses that will show
to the Bad Radio Christmas Party. We wanted to show up to the Cumulus Christmas Party, but different things kept us away from that this year. Last year's was too volatile.
TC and I were there.
Too volatile last year.
Company men.
Yeah, I know. You were going to Chappelle, and you stopped by.
That's the only reason why.
Come on.
We will show up to every Christmas party you schedule next to a major comedy show we're also going to.
Yeah.
So what we are doing is what we did a couple of years ago, I guess.
Oh.
Those songs you've been hearing coming out of breaks today.
Yes, sir.
Are Christmas originals. Yeah, we actually wrote those ourselves, right? And so we have a couple of new guys on the show now. We're very excited about their involvement. I don't know if it's vice versa on that. I don't know if they're very excited. How you feeling, Mino? Good?
This is the first song I've ever written in my entire life. So, yeah. I mean, it'll be okay.
He's lowering the bar.
Yeah.
I like that.
Did it come easy?
No.
Okay.
Also lowering the bar, I believe, would be one... Thomas Charles Fleming.
Hey, Dan.
Who asked to go first.
Yes, when you ask to go first, it's like saying, look, I don't think mine's that great. Let's just get it over with, and then I'll be done, and I can move on with my life. So
I'm just real fearful that we're all covering the same topic, and it would look bad.
The same topic?
Well, let's just get it started.
Yes, and so, I mean, when you have cowboy playoffs, you're all covering the same. This is Christmas, and you can pick any topic you want. You could write a Mavs song.
Maybe this is your FC Dallas song.
Maybe you can write a I Hate the Regonk coverage song.
Your spoiled. Oscar Pereja for Coach of the Year song. He's at Coach's FC Dallas.
So FC Dallas is for the children.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, TC.
There's a chorus here, but I'm not going to do it. It kind of builds dramatic tension. It's also not about Christmas at all, and I apologize for that.
Watch the levels here.
I was just so absent-minded. My brain was out taking a spin. Maybe thinking of Irish football, dreaming of those laser darts from Brady Quinn. When it came time to tease the ticker, I was not ready yet to go. And what came out my mouth instead was that word that we all now much too well know. The ticket got regonked, and you're welcome. For what I said in a hasty ticker tease.
Yes!
You might have thought that Jubb would win the E-break. But by now I believe you know it's me.
Yeah!
I just hope I don't get fired. And please be treated with respect. At least I'm not like Norm's producer. I didn't steal the Cowboys montage behind your back. I think you know that we've all been there. At times we don't know what to say. I could have brought up circumcision or declared that space is totally super gay. The ticket got regonked, and you're welcome. For what I said in a hasty ticker tease. You might have thought that Mike would win the E-break, but by now I believe you know it's me. Big finish. Ticket got regonked, and you're welcome. For what I said in a hasty ticker tease. You might have thought that Norm would win the E-break, but by now I believe you know it's me.
Why did he want to go first?
Dude, that was bigger than any Bob Sandbag on the Packers ever. That was great.
Well,
you should have demanded last.
I just figured that most of this would probably entail nut kicking over that topic. That's how it was going.
Oh, so that is narcissistic. Wow.
I know.
That
all your Christmas songs are going to be about me.
Everybody wrote about me.
Wow.
Go ahead and get your songs about me.
I didn't want to have the seventh consecutive TC Ragonk song.
Oh, man.
It seemed like a real concern.
Everything is going to be about me.
Dude, that was awesome.
Yes.
Thanks.
This will be remembered as the day TC embraced Ragonk, at least...
Like the Cowboys, he's sucking me back in again.
Or at least he listened to a song about Ragonk, or something about Ragonk.
Dude, that was awesome.
Wow.
Good job.
All right. Who's next?
I'll go next. I mean, I don't want to follow TC, but I'll go next.
I sing song.
This is about... the big things that happened to four of the six people on this show. Now, what is the Mino? You and I had pretty perfect years, so we're not mentioning this song, but everyone else is. So here we go, Christmas song about four of the six guys in this room. Bob is verified, Bob is verified, upped his Twitter game. He only blogs at the morning news for the check mark by his name. Football, soccer, hockey tweets are what you'll mainly see. Until he answered back I too and got blocked by Nui. Dan got new TVs, got new TVs when he lost to God. He challenged her to hit his house with a big old lightning rod. Johnny Football and LeBron brought fun times back to Clee. Hey, who's that lying on his pack on your porch? That's Fahey.
Nice.
Jake and TC both walked down the aisle. A little pissed cause those hot chicks no longer they can dial. Kristen stressed she was impressed with Jake's amount of tea. But as Mike pumped on his mom's humps, that pick he can't unsee.
Wow.
What's that sound, TC? Can't forget the red velvet. Those eyes look so sleepy. This ticker is brought to you by... Uber, I drive bus.
You know, TC's fumbling over the sponsor of the ticker, first pointed out by Ralph.
Yeah.
Really isn't. There's not enough made of that. Ragonk has thrown us off that
scene. It has, but welcome back, TC.
Thanks, man. Only one this week.
That is hilarious.
I keep track.
Ralph was in here in studio, and he turned around when TC was looking for a sponsor and said, it's like he doesn't realize there's a sponsor in every single ticker.
Like, he's like, oh, he really doesn't. He thought he was doing a bit, like an elaborate, awesome thing that you're going to reveal.
What if we were all little surprises to me.
What if we were to come out of the next break with the intern song?
All right, let's do that.
It's a strong offering.
209.
That's producing right there.
It's the Bad Radio Christmas Party. You're invited, and we will continue with the proceedings next.
And now, a Christmas treat from the Bad Radio interns.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
I don't care what the promos say, dry dock time is near. Some may say that the change is nice, but I hate this time of the year. All I know is after today, radios will tune down KCCK. I wish dry dock ended today. I wish dry dock ended today. I'm not a happy one today.
walking around in Dan's backyard while he is on vacay. Hot tub is on with a case of beer and the girls are on the way. Rocking around in Dan's castle, let the debauchery ring. Maybe John will go outside and do some faying. You will get a really awkward feeling when you see Bodie humping Mino's head and rust stains all over Dan's bed. Rocking around in Dan's manor for his drop camp to see. Go into his living room.
Santa baby, slip an intern under the tree for me. I've been a pervert all year, Santa baby, so send him down my sweatpants tonight.
Oh no!
Santa baby, 54 twinks I've run through.
Whoa.
It's true. I'll stay up for you, dear Santa baby. Send him down my loincloth tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the lads that I haven't kissed. Next year, I could be just as good if Roy can check off my intern wish list. Santa baby.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas from your faithful interns. Good tidings to you, the Bad Radio crew. Good tidings to Bob, Dan, and Donnie Do too. We can't wait to find some homework calls to play for Sports Viewer. HSOs for you, P1s and P2s. Happy holidays from Bob, Dan, and Donovan, too.
All right. The interns, Dan. The interns.
Which one was Trey?
His hidden in there.
The one who did not flirt with a note the entire time.
It's amazing.
Wow.
And incredible.
Mino, you ready?
Yeah, let's do this.
Do it his own DJ.
This one's about all the great equipment we get to work with every day.
Setting the mood nicely.
Acer computers are the best that we can do. If we want better things up here, our company will boo-hoo. Acer computers with Windows 98. Just like 8-tracks and cassette tapes, our crap is out of date. We had some really funny drops back at our older place. But when we moved to Victory, we haven't found a trace. Oh, OpEx froze up for the 14th time this week. The only real solution is Control, Alt, and Delete. No food in the control room, the engineers will say. They've said a lot of silly things that too are super gay. Norm hates computers and has an artificial hip. He eats pickles, mayonnaise, cheese, tuna, and bacon-wrapped shrimp. Sometimes a drop will play when it's just not meant to be. When Trevino's on the hard line, you might just hear,
"Off easy!"
Acer computers really make me want to cuss. If my email doesn't load soon, I'm a quit. and go drive bus.
Yeah.
Small finish.
Very nice.
Well, well, well.
Very nice.
Nice. All right, we have to keep the pace going here.
We have three left.
Three to go.
All right, I'll go.
All right,
are you sure you don't want to end?
You can end.
Yeah, you can call in.
Called ending.
No, I did not. I just said I'm fine whenever.
No, you called ending, dude.
I just said I got this.
Ending. I'll go right now.
All right. We can go a little bit late here. Well, good, because we're going to.
It's about my favorite segment on the ticket these days. New for 2014.
That's when we do the news. Making fun of your race or ethnic group, unless you are the...
Okay, all right.
1:30, that's when we do the news. Tasteless jokes about everybody's folks, unless you are a...
Okay, all right.
Midway through the show, it's the highlight of my day. Into the news we go. Laughing all the way. We're fumbling through details of the day's headlines. We'll defend your sensibilities each one at a time. We got the left, the right, and the center all angry. But lunch run is back, so Dan is no longer hangry. Ebola was ravaging our city each day. And with every single mention, Mono, he would just play.
Ebola!
The breakdown!
So happy holidays to Nina Pham and R.I.P. to Thomas Eric Duncan. But the story of the year was the line outside Rudy's. It's the best chicken shack. Now listen to Shorty Mac. 1:30, 1:30, that's when we do the news. Making fun of your race or ethnic group, unless you are the...
Okay, all right.
1:30, 1:30, that's when we do the news. Tasteless jokes about everybody's folks, unless you are a...
Okay, all right.
Midway through the show is the highlight of my day. Into the news we go, laughing all the way. The airline from Asia, we never found that plane. Debating the size of the ocean, drove us insane. A war might flare up, and somewhere we don't know the name. We're in the middle of segments, Google mapping Ukraine. Ray Rice is landing punches at a hotel. Domestic violent jokes, oh God, we're all going to hell. Ferguson protests, the death of Michael Brown. Had to Google grand jury, P1's calling us clowns. Bill Cosby raping, and Sony got hacked. And we finally find out that Wendy Davis is a hack. But the story of the year was a line outside Rudy's. It's the best chicken shack. Now listen to Shorty Mac. 1:30, 1:30, that's what Dan does the news. We'll make fun of your race or ethnic group unless you are a...
Okay, all right.
1:30, 1:30, that's when bad radio is news. Tasteless jokes about everybody's folks unless you are a...
Okay, all right.
Yeah!
Yeah. Should have gone last.
Very nice. Yeah, that should have been last compared to what I'm about to offer you. All right. That's yes, all Dan. The setup I'm going to give you. Okay?
That's a good setup right there.
You know Bob is on Twitter and auctions his blog work. His morning news gig came with quite a large perk, one that made us howl, and had Bob mess up his beach towel. Bob verified on Twitter, just to be defeating Dan. And speaking of the scoreboard, suck on that Keith Olbermann. When the big news was breaking, Bob tweeted out that he confessed. Not only was he humbled, he was feeling very blessed. With that check mark by his name, when tragedy strikes, Bob will let you know he cares, offering up thoughts and prayers. Check on your grammar, Newey. He has got all posers spied. Rappaport's in the crosshairs.
Now that Bob is verified.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
That is beautiful.
That was so sweet.
All the songs are about me.
I'd like to point out that not one, except the one by TC, was about TC.
Well, you know, when you're in that
when
little...
Said, I need to course. Go first, so I'm not just repeating the topic.
I don't think we're done yet.
We aren't done yet. I wonder if this one will be about anyone on the show. Let's go to Not Purple and see what happens here. Eagles, you have fooled my friends, tricking them with quicker pace. But I see right through this mess, watching you fall on your face. No. Super Bowl for you, Philadelphia. No. Super Bowl for you, Philadelphia.
So sweet, yet so hateful.
Kelly, why these bubble screens? 1960's been so long. Sleep bracelets and protein shakes all inspire this football song. No. Written for your fans, 80,000 knuckleheads. I don't mean to spoil your plans, but your title hopes are dead. No. Sweet Eagles.
Very nice.
Merry Christmas, Eagles! Yes!
That's an ender.
All right, well.
Let's pick some games,
Christmas party, huh?
Yeah.
Good job.
Let's do it again next year.
Good job, everybody.